Our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7 FM. It continues here tonight. Jefferson County North is now the topic, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. We are joined now by the JCN head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. As always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Coach, your team bounced back in a big way in week two, getting that first win of the year. You double up Horton at home, 28-14. Just the initial thoughts and takeaways from the week two win last week.
Well, I thought week two was a lot cleaner game for us. Week one, we talked about we had 8 penalties. Week two, we had 3. One of them was costly. I will say that one of them had it negated a touchdown and about a 45-yard rush. But to cut the penalties in half, I thought was a big thing for us. A lot better rushing the ball in week two as well, too. Over 230 yards rushing total. And again, it would have been closer to 300 without that penalty, but a lot better there. Our rushing average was up. Thought we passed the ball a lot better as well, too. 5 for 8 of the passing, efficient when we needed to be. So just a lot cleaner game on that side of the ball. We talked about being a young team, and you could see some growth in week one, and I thought we saw a lot more growth in week two, and that's something we want to continue to develop. Third down efficiency was good in week two. We were 3 of 4 on third down. Our third down efficiency week one was not very good. So, able to maintain those drives and able to get more points out of them. So I thought we did a pretty good job, a little bit cleaner week for us in week two than what it was to open the season.
Yeah, certainly looks like just in a lot of different aspects, things improved from week one to week two. But a lot of coaches say you see a lot of growth, between that week one, week two game. And kind of sticking with the running attack here, Eli Weiser, 17 for a buck 20. And 4 touchdowns. He obviously led the charge in that department.
Yeah, absolutely. Had about the same stat line in week one as well, too. So, he was hot that night, and we were riding him pretty good. I thought his confidence was starting to grow there on the field. You could tell him just basically calling for the ball. I thought our guys did a better job of sustaining blocks as well, too. So, giving him some holes and allowing him to use his athleticism and run through. So, did a terrific job for us.
And then Merrick Knoll as well, just quietly 5 carries for 60 yards. So, pretty good when he gets the ball in his hands.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the one who had the penalty for a touchdown call back, so he'd have been close to 100 if that wouldn't have happened. But, yeah, very efficient. I thought our running game was very efficient. I thought we mixed in the pass really well.
And then talk about just kind of the defense as a whole. Obviously, some improvements there from week one to week two.
Yeah, Horton is a power run team. They're going to run it right at you, so you better figure out a way to get it stopped. And they, up front, they're big. They're big. Their skills are big as well. So we talked a lot from week one to week two about we needed gang tackle. We need to be running to the ball. Want to see 11 green helmets in the ball at the end of the frame. And I thought we did a much better job in that regard. Our defensive line played well up front, and you have to against a team like that. So, first time I've had the opportunity to coach against Coach Gadwood up there. He's new to our league this year, but I think he's doing a terrific job. Very nice guy when we're talking after the game and Monday at the JV game. But you can tell that his kids are bought in. They were coming off the ball hard on film week one and obviously against us as well. But I think he's doing a terrific job up there with that program. Excited to have him in the league. He's a terrific guy up there, and I think good man for the job.
A couple more minutes here with JCN football coach Jeff Schneider here on our Coach's Insight programs as we get set for week three of high school football tomorrow night. And Coach, our featured game here on Care 93.7, you guys are at home against a surging Oskaloosa Bears squad that has looked good on both sides of the ball, and their two wins so far, again, 28-6, that was against Valley Falls last week, and then week one, they beat Pea Ridge 26-14. What jumps off the page when you look at Oskaloosa on film?
Well, I thought, new coach over there as well, too, Coach Heston, doing a terrific job. Their film looks really good. We've got week one, week two on them, they look really good. Again, power run game. They're gonna try to get to the perimeter is what it looks like, but also bang it up in the middle as well. They've got good skills, athletic skills. Looks like they got speed, got size, and then their offensive line is coming off the ball as well too. So a lot of things that we talk about when we just talk about Horton there, but they look good. They look really good. Have 2-0 speaks for itself. Their record is good. I'm sure that their confidence is surging. And, it's been a while since I was in the first year as a head coach, but I remember you just continue to implement throughout the course of the season. And, by week three, you're getting closer to having the entire playbook in. So I'm sure we'll see some things on film that we haven't seen. Or see them in the game that we haven't seen on film.
I'm pretty sure we kind of touched up on this before the week one game in our first conversation this season, but just kind of the state of the league right now. I know teams, Horton dealt with some injuries after their week one game. Troy has had some injuries, so they're trying to mix and match some kids. You see the start that Oskaloosa is on. You see the start that McClouth is on. They're building, off of what they were able to do last season. Just kind of the state of the NEKL right now as you see it through a couple of weeks.
Well, I think he's in good shape. We expanded, as you said. And, you know, I thought brought in a couple good programs and quality coaches as well. We have several new coaches throughout the league. And, you know, from what I can tell, what you see on film and what we're going to see in person, they're doing a terrific job. So I think our league as a whole is obviously a lot better. I think it's better for it. And I hope that you have guys in those positions too that are going to stay within the job. You know, we had a lot of new coaches in last year. They returned, so their programs are developing. You know, new coaches now I think are going to be able to stick around. And then the level of play has gone up. So I'm excited. I like the state of the league overall and kids being well coached. I think that, you know, high school football is a terrific thing. I think that coaching stability is a big thing. And I think you've got people in those programs that should be able to provide stable influence for the years to come.
Finally, Coach, again, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Again, Oskaloosa at home tomorrow night. Give us expectations and a few keys for that one tomorrow.
Well, I think the mission is still the same. I think you better be able to slow down their run game if you want to have any success against them. If not, then they have no reason to throw it. They'll run right at you. You know, they're going to try to be, you know, power run, so you better be good up front. Our defensive line has to take another step. And then I think a lot of the keys from last week, we have to gang tackle. We have to be able to maintain the edge. A lot of keys, you know, just continue over when you see a good quality run team, and that's what Oskaloosa has this year. So, you know, the overall for us is we've got to be efficient on third down, like we talked about. We've got to be efficient in our offense as well. So a lot of similar keys from week two into week three here. You know, different opponent, but some similarities in what we have to do if we want to have any success.
Our feature game tomorrow night on KARE 93.7 FM. It's Jefferson County North hosting Oskaloosa. Crucial early season NEKL showdown here as we are now up to week number three in high school football. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.